know where you,
shut that shit down.
Where are we gonna read?
Or, hey, like I said, you've been a part of this special broadcast of fucking Super Nintendo on the fucking television. We're gonna start doing this almost every podcast. We're gonna take a reading from the Book of Mark Masters. You know, Denver's comedy Bible. Take it away, Mr. Michael Jeffries.
You
know
exactly which one. How much of it do you want me to read?
You read as much as you want. I love the way you read also. This guy is a great narrator. Mark Masters, you should probably have him read your book for the audiobook, dude.
At dawn, I was awake and fearing discovery. Gotta move on. I went to a public transportation center in town to clean up and wait for a coffee shop to open where I could work on my writing. In the bathroom, after brushing my teeth, I was alarmed to not find a paper towel to dry my toothbrush before putting it back in my backpack. Instead, there was only the ominously named Dyson Airblade, which comically expected me to put my hands inside it. With tremors from a poor night's sleep, I bumped the edges of the Airblade, and I immediately thought this was like a game of Operation, that I was not winning. In the most disgusting fashion. This is comedy, I thought. I found a bench and a table in the transportation center. Wrote out an entire bit about the bathroom experience, longhand. I was very proud of it. Later in the day, while doing the second clean, I listened to the Orny Adams albums distractedly. At one point, he discusses a bathroom in a fancy restaurant. The topic caused me to listen a little more closely. When he mentioned the lack of paper towels, I stopped what I was doing. When he mentioned an air machine, I sat down. I made an oath to unleash a mighty F-bomb if he mentioned the game Operation. Moments later, I released a mighty F-bomb. I was furious.
I've never read something like a comedy book and turn it into a Stephen King novel. That was amazing.
Thank you, Michael Jeffries. You're the man, dude. You're the man, brother.
I know he does.
Thanks for coming here.
All right, I'm gonna head out.
Yeah, that's
when good. I die, I want you to narrate my eulogy.
I just want you to make my eulogy, dude. Yeah. Talk shit like you did at that roast in the garage. That was the best roast ever, dude. Like, your roast came up in conversation just last night at Punchline Jeopardy, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, the vampire one?
No, yeah. Well, that one too. Yeah. Actually, Grandma tried to steal it, but...
He tried to steal it?
Yeah, in conversation, not even on stage, which is even the sadder part.
That little pork ball.
I know, but he brought up right afterwards the one where he said, Lewis doesn't know how to read a crowd. You don't remember saying that?
He yells at people.
No, I don't remember what it was exactly. It was like, Lewis doesn't... told me he doesn't know how to read, which I should have known because he obviously can't read a room.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Everybody butchers shit.
At people. I'm sorry for yelling, folks. You know what I mean? I'm just loud.
My no, he's not. He's going to yell on this podcast in about 5 minutes.
I probably already yelled at that damn TV.
Yeah.
Nah, I hope you enjoyed the gameplay. You know, we were going to play games. It was either that or we were going to watch The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Do you love Baby Yoda?
Yeah, I've got a heart,
baby. Yeah, everybody loves
Baby Yoda.
I'm
going to get him tattooed on me, dude.
Why?
For funds, it's going to be in my neck tattoo right here, Baby Yoda.
Dude, you don't know if he's going to live through the whole thing.
That's why I want...
It's Disney.
I want to get a remembrance tattoo for him no matter what. I want him Baby Yoda.
If they kill Baby Yoda, I'm going to cry.
You should get, like, a long white t-shirt.
Should I get Baby Yoda on the side of my neck right here?
No, get a long white t-shirt with, like, Baby Yoda airbrushed on it.
Oh, that'd be shit.
Do you think that they were going to have, like, a Khaleesi type thing and everybody's just going to name their kids Baby Yoda from here on out? No.
Part of me hopes so. Part of me doesn't hope so because, like,
Why
are you?
I have a boy, it's gonna be Lewis Mandalorian Martinez.
Oh,
dude.
No, I don't.
That fucker's
your
thugged
kid's
out,
gonna get
that
so
is
fucked
out.
Up.
Oh, I gotta change this shit.
Man, if
fast.
You have kids, I'm.
Oh, just wait, bro. I'm waiting till I'm gonna do like Letterman, bro. I'm gonna wait till I'm all old and fucking made it a little bit, dude. And I'm gonna fucking. Oh, I better turn all this shit off, but I'm gonna go to here.
Oh my god.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing over
well,
here.
Well, you're on video, so everybody's worrying about what the
fuck
you're doing.
I don't give a fuck about nothing. Remember that shit, dude. I'll fucking turn this shit to fucking home screen. I'll put it on. I'll put this on. How about that in the background?
That's
fucking
fine.
You just wait. You just wait.
Oh no, don't do that.
Wait,
are you
putting a video of another podcast on right now?
No, he's doing
it. No, I'm going to pause it right there. Comedy Works.
Oh my god.
This is my video. I can do this shit. This is my video.
Well,
I own it.
Your fucking face up on there.
Yeah.
All right. Let me fast forward it a little bit then.
This is narcissism personified.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Here we go. Let's do this. Hooray!
I love it.
That's great, dude.
This is like seeing two Starbucks across the street from each other right now.
There's a 7-Eleven across the highway from 7-Eleven on Pecos right here, dude. I'm just fucking perpetuating stereotypes right now.
Yeah, you are a stereotype, Lewis.
Asshole shit. I'm a total asshole. Remember it. Don't forget it.
The least.
But anyways, what were we talking about before this shit happened?
The Mandalorian?
Yeah, The Mandalorian. I fucking love that show, dude.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, dude. I wish we could play it right now, dude.
It's good, but it's very predictable.
Here's the thing. The Mandalorian is always getting his shit kicked.
It don't matter.
No, yeah. But no, I'm not saying... I'm saying everything that's supposed to be a surprise, I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, that's... Duh.
Like what?
Like, in the third episode when his friends come and save him, fucking in this like it's a Disney show. Like that's the thing. It's like you know it's gonna happen because they can't have anything. Okay. It's not gonna be dark, so they can't go full out with twists and stuff.
It's a little.
So it's
dark.
Just it's a little. No, that's the thing. Disney does darkness very well for a family oriented audience. If you watch any Pixar movie, if you watch any of the old movies, there are dark moments in them, but there's always that light of the tunnel at the perfect moment. And I just know that formula that Disney uses because I can fucking just see that.
Baby Yoda's gonna get shot in the fucking head.
No, dude, Baby
episode.
Yoda's making it. I'm telling
next
you, 100, dude, you do not.
Head.
He's making it to season two. He might die at the end of season two at the very most. Like, that's what the first season, he's making it. Second season,
what
maybe.
Is he, a clone
you do
clone
not
clone
understand.
What? You
do not understand the amount
clone,
of
yeah.
marketing.
Is he a clone?
No. He's just Baby Yoda.
No, dude, they're messing up on the marketing because, like, you know when the Baby Yoda toy is going to come out?
When?
February.
No, that's perfect because
it's not. They're missing Christmas.
No, because no people. No. They're allowing the internet to take his stuff because they're not selling any Yoda toys before Christmas. It allows people to make their own Yoda toys. I've seen a bunch of knits. I've seen a bunch of people doing other shit for Baby Yoda that people are buying like crazy, and they're allowing.
Oh,
the,
we should make
and
Baby
now,
Yoda hats, bro.
So they're
hats.
So
they already have
them. Yeah, they already do. And when February comes around, everybody's going to be kind of, like, done with it. Like, Mandalorian's going to be watched, like, five times. People are going to be like, oh, whatever. And then Baby Yoda toy comes out. And people are... Yeah, no. Disney has... I know, I'm stuttering like crazy.
You're having an aneurysm.
But Disney has, like, 1,000 people down to marketing that they're just... They know this formula. They've been working this formula out since the 50s, and they just know how to do it now. And with the internet, they've been doing that since...
Oh, now you're throwing eugenics in the 50s.
Wait, question. Does Baby Yoda drink formula?
No, he drinks tea. That's what the fuck
we're doing. No, he drinks bone broth.
Mm. That's definitely what that was. Okay. That probably was bone broth in that fourth episode.
Oh, yeah, he, like, eats critters.
Yeah, and he ate those frogs, and then he spit that one frog up, and he did eat that whole lizard.
Yeah.
And the kids are all...
Maybe you don't give a fuck.
I love him, dude. He's dope. Dude.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's the best character I've seen in a while. But...
He also makes me appreciate just normal Yoda more.
Yeah. No, because you get to see... Because we've never seen Yoda not old. That's what makes this so interesting.
Yeah.
Is that, like...
What's funny, too, is that little Baby Yoda is 50 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and he still kind of looks old.
Well, how
like,
old was
like
Yoda when he died? Like, 90?
900.
Or 900, not 90, but like 900.
And the best part about that is, like, he just wanted to die and Luke wouldn't leave his house.
Yeah.
Is Leia my sister? Tired I am.
I'm going fuck off.
Go lay down, Bella. Be
fuck
good.
Off, you.
No,
you look off here now, dude.
And then he just like fades. He literally fades away.
Yeah.
They just edit him out of the shot to break it off.
Oh my god. I want to know what happened to, because there's only one other type of those.
Yaddle.
Creature. Yaddle.
Yaddle. Yaddle's a libertarian.
Yeah.
I like him. I like him already.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Yaddle's
wait,
a lady.
Is there like a comic book series on him or something?
What?
Is there like a comic book series on him or something?
No.
No, you're just hoping. Because he's only in like 3 shots of Attack of the Clones and you never see him again.
It's
a woman.
She never talks.
Yeah. She just sits in the background as a puppet, like some like trying.
She doesn't even move. Like,
I'm really upset about this. She doesn't even fucking move, dude.
Yeah, dude. I want a Yaddle spinoff.
I'm almost positive.
Who do you want to play Royce?
Amy Schumer.
She's already ugly. No, I'm just playing.
That's not one.
Oh,
like god women. Damn it. You know what's funny is that there is a website that is literally just people making fan fiction for every single fucking character in Star Wars. There's a fan fiction for like a janitor in one shot of Phantom Menace that they've gone and made like...
Oh, the pink droid?
Yeah, there's like the pink droid. There's fucking... Mm-hmm. Dude, there is like... Dude, there's a whole website and I can't remember what it's called.
No, but it's some girl wanted a pink droid and they put it in the movie and it's real cute.
But somebody's made a fan fiction about that.
But no, yeah, now there's a giant fan fiction about that one. That's where it kind of even started almost. Dude.
And they do it for like every character. So there's got to be a Yaddle one that nobody's read because it's really bad.
Oh, Yaddle. Sex monster.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm so glad you came and I'm
Heck
so glad
yeah,
you
dude.
Drove.
I'm laughing so hard over here. We met him at the corner, me and Bella.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, why?
No, she can have it, dude.
When's the last time you owned a car?
Oh, I own a car.
Oh. What, you just didn't trust it in this neighborhood?
No, I just don't like driving.
Wow.
Like, one time, driving back from Iowa for Christmas, it was, like, really snowy, and, like, I almost got T-boned and ended up in a ditch, and it's like, ah,
Wow, that's I've never actually met a person that
doesn't.
You want
me to be your chauffeur?
No, you don't.
I'll drive illegally. You don't, just for you, bro.
You don't have a driver's license.
No,
and I don't have money.
I'll drive illegally. No,
I don't have
for
money
free,
to pay,
bro. For free, dude. I'll drive you around for free. I'll just show up at your house. We'll get in your car. I'll drive you around.
I'm good. I like.
That's really interesting here because I've been in some crazy, especially snow incidents.
Yeah.
But I like driving's my favorite fucking thing of all time.
No, I didn't like it.
To begin with?
No.
Last year around this time, we were up late at a poker tournament. We were playing poker. Somebody gave me a piece of fucking sealy paper, acid. And I fucking ate it at like 2 a.m.
No, this is how it went down. And Kyle Bergman was like, I will give you this tab of acid if you just shut up.
Don't name no names, bud.
Bile Dirt Man.
Yeah. Bile Dirt Man. Bile Dirt Man.
Was just like, I will give you this tab of acid if you shut the fuck up. And he's like, I'll take that right now, 1 a.m.
And then we gotta go give him a ride home. It's a fucking snowstorm, huh?
Yeah.
It's like a blizzard
out
there.
No, it's a blizzard. It's crazy.
So we stop at the homie's crib to get some more treats because me and this guy won the poker, you know what I mean? We won everybody's money. So we're gonna go get some more treats. And Kyle Berman's got some money to throw down, so... We all get some treats. We tell Kyle Berman we didn't get nothing.
Christmas treats, yeah.
Yeah, Christmas treats, you know, fucking white girl stuff, you know? It's fucking real fun and shit, you know? So we drop Kyle Berman off, and then he goes like this, you know, I take a hit, he takes a hit, and we're pulling up to Colfax right there, and I'm in my little Ford Focus while I start sliding. Right into the fucking curb, all crazy. Like that, and I get stuck because they had plowed Colfax.
We were in like an inch of snow. It was like 5 inches.
They had plowed big old boulders into the fucking roadway where we were at, and I couldn't get over it. So then when I went to back up, I went right into the curb, and I'm fucking sitting there going back and forth. Who drives by on Colfax? The fucking 5-0, bro.
Always.
And they go past us, and I'm going back and forth, and then I go, vroom, like they're turning to go down to 14th, and I back up, and I fucking reverse, and I swing my front end out, Royale style, and I started going down the street real sharp, and we get to 14th, and the cops pass us by, and the cop gives me a thumbs up, and I tell tall guy, I was like, see, he's like, you're doing great for tripping acid and getting high on fucking cocaine, Louie. He's like, you're doing awesome at driving. And then I even taught this guy topography that night. I'm not even joking, because when you're driving, you can't go up big hills. You got to know the topography of the land.
Yeah, no shit.
So we still went over to Colfax, and we drove him all the way to Aurora. But you can't go over big hills, so because I was going to go away from the cops over to Sheridan, but the topography was all fucked up. They got big hills over there and shit, dude. I would have fucked myself, bro, and driving in the snow.
You know who's big into topography?
Who?
Jedi Counselor Plo Koo.
Oh my god.
He's the one with like the flesh pigtails, not like the Twi'leks have.
Alright.
I feel like you're just making.
Nobody knows about topography, man, as much as I do.
It is Jedi Master Plo Koo.
Yeah, me and him are going to battle for topography master.
Battling him would be a fool's errand.
Yeah.
Oh man. I wore my Doom tie today, dude, just for this guy. Because I call him King Ghidorah.
Because I wore that t-shirt one time. Yeah.
I don't care, dude. You're fucked from now on, King Ghidorah. I don't give a shit, dude. You're my favorite. Nah, you're one of the funniest cats in Denver, I think, dude. I don't give a fuck. You're so awkward and weird, and you can't shake anybody's hands correctly.
No, I can. I just choose not
to. Yeah, that's even better.
But I totally dig your style, dude. How long have you been doing comedy?
It's going to be 3 years in, like, April.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm born in April.
Oh.
April 10th.
I'm glad that matters.
It doesn't. At all.
You know who else is born in April?
Who? Hitler?
Mace Windu. Close. Close. Mace Windu. Master.
All right. You want to hear a fucked up Hitler's birthday story?
No.
No?
Go for it.
All right. I had Rocky's tickets that day, dude.
Oh, okay.
And those two little white kids fucked it up for me, dude. They fucking shot up the school. And Columbine's nice, bro. It's our state flower. You know, that's what I'm mad about, dude. Columbine is still our state flower. Represent Columbine every day of the year here in Colorado. It's our state fucking flower, all right, you guys?
That's What's the state bird?
Cockatoo? I don't know. An eagle? Parrot? I don't know.
Man, everyone picks eagles for, like, flags and for, like, state.
Mexico's got eagle locked down. The eagle with
Golden
the fucking
eagle.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Mexico's dope.
Oh, yeah, they are holding snakes. That's pretty cool.
I think Colorado shouldn't have a state bird. We should just have prairie dogs as our state animal.
Are there?
Nah, those are gross, dude.
If you ever get stuck in traffic, look to your right and left on the highways. They're covered in prairie dog holes.
Nah, dude, fuck. Prairie dogs are the grossest thing ever. We're cleaning.
I love prairie dogs. I shot them in the nuts all the time.
Nah, dude, don't love them, bro. Do not love them,
bro.
They'll
turn on you.
Yeah, dude, nah. So
they'll break your heart.
We're doing a
party. Yeah, Denny's at 4 in the morning. just wondering, like, who you even were before this moment. Who you're going to be. You're not
That's
excited for who you're...
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
No, I agree.
No, check this out. So we're working over by a field up north in Thornton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had a bunch of prey dogs. And fucking straight up, dude, they're running across the road. And I was like, we were sitting there all day because we were doing a point repair. And one prey dog got hit, bro. And he comes over all hobbled, dude, all fucked up, right? And he gets over by the ditch. Does his homeboys go help him? Fuck no, dude. They ate him in the fucking ditch right there, dude. Like, 8 other prairie dogs just went over and ate that motherfucker like moles.
Survivor of the fittest.
And that is a metaphor for the U.S. healthcare system. if you stay too long in the ER, the doctors start putting their bibs on.
No, prairie dogs are fucked up, dude. Prairie dogs are just fucking
Like hamsters eat their own babies. And yeah. Like, animals are just like cute monsters.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna make a BBC documentary just called Cute Monsters.
And just show the cutest animals you know just fucking shit up.
That's a $1 million idea.
Yeah, that is a million cute monsters.
Okay, so after the radioactive bombs fall and all that shit, dude, we're in nuclear fallout like a video game.
Okay.
Can't wait to be in Fallout 4.
Okay, so.
That's the worst
one. So, we got rabbits everywhere.
No, 76 is the worst one.
Oh.
No, shut the fuck up. Let me finish this.
Okay.
So.
Pause for a second.
So, like, rabbits are everywhere. You see them all over. You know, they're in people's front yards, backyards, all that shit, right? What if they get radioactive rabbits and they turn into land piranhas, bro? That just fucking devour people, dude. Rabbits turn into fucking land piranhas,
you know,
dude.
They do reproduce a lot.
That's why I said there'll be a bunch of them enough to fucking eat somebody whole, bro, like land piranha.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to think about this. This is,
ponder it for 1 second.
It's troublesome.
You're gonna be like, land piranhas are real, dude.
Not they're yet, real. But they will be.
They will be when the bombs fall, dude.
When the purge.
Maybe have purge-esque stuff.
Wait, is Purge that movie where it's like crime's legal for
women? That sucks, dude. That movie sucks.
No, that's the dumbest idea for a movie.
Yeah, what are you that's the best idea for a movie.
No,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All you're doing is sitting there all year long waiting to kill somebody.
That's the point.
That's stupid, bro. I would just murder that motherfucker the next day, dude.
Why
like,
would you
I
do
did...
it
but
when...
But then it's not legal.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Fuck it.
And you care about the
cares?
Law.
Who cares? I don't care about the fucking law, dude.
We're off the grid.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me try one of those, too.
All right.
This podcast
daddy,
is sponsored
asshole.
By Natty's.
Hey, no, him.
I didn't
Michael
buy
Jeffries.
These. Liz,
he found them in the trash. Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey's mom, he doesn't smoke. This is all propaganda
Stop.
For the tobacco companies.
Don't address her by her name.
Cheryl.
That's her first name.
Cheryl. Cheryl.
That's a good guess. Not good enough, but like, it's adjacent.
All right, sweet. Midwestern.
Yeah.
Wait, now I'm intrigued.
No,
what is her
we're
name?
Over. We're
okay,
over,
damn
we're
it.
Over.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So three years strong. Where did you start comedy? Did you start in Denver? How long have you lived
here? I started here. I think I've lived here like 5 years.
5 years? Then you moved here from the Midwest, what, for school? Or how old are you?
No, I'm 28, so I graduated.
Oh, I got 10 years on here, and you guys are around the same age then, right? All right, so you graduated, and then you headed to Denver, or what?
Yeah. I lived in Littleton for the first year, and that sucked. The place had fleas.
Oh, yeah. Gross, dude.
We
guys
didn't even have
bed bugs too, bro. No, not anymore.
It was like almost 6 months ago.
Yeah. All right,
you know that bed bugs can lay dormant for
come on.
Yeah,
anyways,
that's
you
what
have
the lady
fleas,
at Planned
you
Parenthood.
Look, I was gonna say that's why we call them house aides. Like that's not. Sorry, got real. Fuck you guys.
Nah, but anyways, so you live in Littleton and it sucks.
Yeah.
He's taking a drag off his cigarette. But what made you come to Denver? A girl?
I did move here with a girlfriend.
All right.
Also, like...
Snowboarding? Just getting out of where you're from, or what?
I have a joke about this, but, like, I smoked some weed in college. I was like, this needs to be a big part of my life. I moved here.
And
this
then
is legal.
Quit.
Yeah.
Because you don't smoke, right?
No.
You never
smoke. Why don't
you
smoke?
Like,
it doesn't hit me right.
Oh, okay. No, I can totally understand.
No,
that.
He's too analytical as it is,
Belly
dude.
One of your cigarettes.
Oh, man. Bad girl. Oh, she's got another cigarette. You're not a tobacco smoker, Balagoli.
When I was five, my mom left her purse on the counter, and I started eating Whopper cigarettes because I thought that's how it...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My mom just gave me Jell-O shots. She just skipped that fucking thing.
She gave you Jell-O shots?
Yeah, she gave me like two Jell-O shots.
Like at the doctor's?
Get out.
No, just
that... Got... We don't want you getting tetanus, buddy.
No.
Jell-O shots.
Yeah. No, for reals. Like, there was one... I remember one night when I was like 8 years old, my mom was like, here. And that's all I remember. And that obviously don't remember the rest of it.
He probably was dancing out there and all that shit.
Yeah, I've always danced. I was fucking a crazy ass kid.
So you moved here for weed and then you quit smoking weed?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I know.
That's you. That's totally you, dude.
That makes
sense. And where are you from originally then?
Iowa.
Yeah. Let's talk about.
I also wanted to get out.
Big town Iowa or what part of Iowa?
Yeah, I was from Des Moines, the capital.
Des Moines. Ew. In.
What?
Ew.
Did you say you?
Yeah, I just said you.
I don't know nothing about Des Moines. I want
to
hear about fucking Des Moines.
It's Iowa, dude. Like, there's a reason that, like, everybody tries to get out of there.
Okay, was I going to say, like, Altoona, and you'd be intrigued? Like, ooh.
No, I would have still said, ew.
Scenic anywhere,
and you put Iowa next to any name, it just becomes, like, bad.
You're from fucking Grand Junction. Look,
yeah, I agree. I say ooh to that, too. I got the fuck out of there, as you should. You did a good job of getting the fuck out of there.
All right. Tell me more about your hometown, though. I want to hear about
Iowa. Also, Iowa builds fucking pipelines that break.
What are you talking about?
What, really?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Dakota?
No, they also do, but Iowa also has pipelines that break.
Huh. You're a piece of shit, dude. Fuck fucking Indians.
Oh, yeah, so you got one sitting right here.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm fucking
either the nomenclature.
I'm Native American, dude. We should be stronger as a race, bud. I don't give a fuck, dog. I don't give a fuck, dude. Strap up, bro.
My boyfriend's about to beat the shit out of you.
No, she's not, dude. She's going to sit there, dude.
I'm going to cut some of my people.
Yeah, right, bro. Fucking, I have that Mexican pull hatchet out on me. He wasn't all the way Indian. You know what I mean? I don't play games with Indians no more, bro. Fucking since that dude pulled a hatchet, all Indians are on my radar right now.
All Indians.
But anyways, Des Moines, Iowa.
You're sounding like Cormac McCarthy right now.
I hear it's all right out there, dude, and shit. You know what I mean?
There's a reason you left.
Were you good in school? I can tell from your humor you're a smart guy.
No, I skated by. Like, I got... bad grades in some classes, like where it doesn't like
matter.
Where it matters, but I just wasn't interested because I was playing RuneScape, baby.
I was the same way, dude. I got busted playing Zelda on my Game Boy in fucking middle school, dude.
Busted playing Pokemon.
I didn't bring video games to school, but I got like 3-4 articles of clothing banned at my high school. So you could call me a fashion icon.
Wait, what were these pieces of clothing? A belly shirt?
No, I wasn't brave enough. I may be next year. 2020, we'll see.
But, belly shirts.
Did you have a beer belly back then, or was it just recently?
I'm pretty much at the same...
Like, I've been stripping weight forever.
I've been consistently a little bit of a chubby boy. I've just come to terms with it. Yeah.
You're not chubby.
You've
grown up with a dad bod your
about
whole
this
life.
Fashionista shit.
Okay, so
shit.
Leather armbands with fake bullets on them. Sword necklace because it was sharp.
Wait, what? Did you sharpen it or did it come sharpened?
It came sharp.
Holy shit!
A necklace, dude, real life. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, were you into Naruto?
You know what? I read it and then the manga came out and there were the kids that were into anime at my school and they were like, I love anime. I don't love most people who love anime.
Sharp necklace and fucking bullet wristband leather bands.
Heelys in my senior year of high school.
Dude, I'll tell Healy's story after this.
Healy's band, you motherfucker?
No one was doing it before, I guess, in high school. So
I got a Healy story after this, but go for it.
And then I was in show choir, and one day they were getting ripped costumes. And they had these long white lab jackets because they did, like, Weird Science or something. I don't know if that's a song. Or She Blinded Me with Science. Man, I wish I was...
She Blinded Me with Science.
Man, that's a good song. I wish I was in that year. We did, like, Bon Jovi and stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
But lab coat? White lab? What? Were you being a gynecologist in school, or what? Oh, what?
I was keeping to myself, as you might imagine.
So he became a...
It was banned because it was a distraction.
The only reason he's doing comedy is because he failed at a gynecology school.
Man, you just go to normal doctor school from that. And like, no, when you pick your specialization, like, you go into a cave, like, from Return of the Jedi, and it's like, don't bring weapons in there. It's like, I'm cool, dude. Am I going to see anything crazy? And Yoda's like, no, it's going to be fine. And then you, like, cut off Darth Vader's head.
Oh, shit.
And it's the part of the body that you're going to work on. So, like, sometimes...
You'll be a cranial surgeon.
Well, no, it's like whatever shows up in the helmet. So it's like, if it's a foot, you're a podiatrist. If it's a kid...
Vagina, you're a vaginist.
Gynecologist, you dumb fuck. Vaginas.
Didn't that movie win an Oscar?
All right, the last piece of clothing you got banned from your high school.
It was a lab coat.
Yeah, it was a lab coat. All right.
And at first they were like, "Oh, it's a distraction." It's like First Amendment.
Wait! You waited until the lab coat to try to bring up the First Amendment. It didn't occur to you those other, like the bullet thing. Like, there's a Second Amendment, bro. I'm right to bear arms right here.
They're fake bullets, bud. Come on, dude.
That was an argument I made. And with the sword necklace, it was like okay, the only person I'm gonna hurt with it is myself. And they're like, that's also not cool.
We can't have you hurting yourself at all, dude. Like, this is a school.
You're going to cut yourself on accident, like most of the emo kids.
Not during school hours.
So, I bet you used to.
Yeah, hurt yourself at home.
Did you run home and put your necklace back on every day?
No.
No, you stopped wearing it.
I just started,
I had it in my fucking pocket.
I just started wearing the silver crucifix I got for... I got for confirmation.
Wait, you were confirmed?
Yeah.
They put the oil on your head.
Yeah,
I was Mormon. I just got baptized at 10.
We can eat the cracker, right? We can eat the cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you care?
Care about?
The eating the cracker?
No.
Okay, I thought so.
It's a big thing, bro, in Mexican style shit. You know what I mean?
I didn't want
to... It's probably just some regular old hokey-dog Midwest shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's real for Mexicans here in Denver.
You guys mind if I pee real quick?
Actually, yeah. And I'll go pee and I'll tell my fucking Healy story. All right, so back in the day, tall guy, the fucking Mexican we used to get fucking weed from, dude, he didn't have no weed. But he had a fucking trailer full of fucking Healy's, dog. So you know what me and Joaquin sold for fucking 3 weeks, dude? Healy's, bud. We sold Healy's out the fucking van. We sold Healy's at the flea market. Dude, we made fucking 20 G's, dude, on fucking Healy's, dude. And they was bootlegs. They said, instead of Skechers, they said Screechers. For real, dog, and they were Screechers.
The bearings, like, wore out every day.
Oh, it didn't matter, bud. They had all of them. They had adult sizes, bud. They had 11s, dog.
Oh, my God.
We had so much Skrill, bud. We went to fucking Vegas on Healy's, dog. We was rolling down the strip on Healy's, bud, with the fucking... I had a liter of fucking Crown Royal, and my homeboy had a liter of Crown Royal, but we just fucking rolled out with the handle of Crown Royal, dude, on our fucking Healy, just getting fucked up, bro. That's how much money we made on those creatures' Heelys.
How did you get those?
The fucking dude didn't have fucking weed in the semi, bro. We used to go meet the Mexican at the semi over here in Commerce City.
Uh-huh.
We'd pull up to this fucking welding shop. Somebody I knew actually owned the welding shop, you know what I mean? But fucking anyways, we pull up to the fucking welding shop, dude, and homeboy pulls up.
You're about
up.
To hear a crime, Jeffries.
Homeboy pulls up into the, homeboy pulls up in a trailer, and he goes in there and he, oh, she'll bite, she'll eat your glasses.
Yeah.
But homeboy opens up the trailer and he's going in there and he goes, hey, the one that has the weed in it got busted. And homeboy, the Mexican's talking shit, and then the because this isn't the first time. You know those guys that roll around with the fucking speakers? And they say, hey, they overloaded us with speakers. Do you want to buy a set? That's what the Mexicans do too, bro. Like, a couple times, the Mexicans loaded us up with fucking speakers instead of weed. Like, they'd be like, come bring a van. We'll give you a bunch of speakers. We don't have no weed this time, bro. And this is when they were breaking down the trailers. But one time they were breaking down the trailers, no weed, nothing but Heelys, dog. And I was telling them they didn't have the Skecher Heelys. They had Scratchers, bro. They were Move, homie.
Yeah, we've got Stretchers.
Scratchers?
Yeah, you just buy one pair for life every time your foot size gets bigger.
They break to your foot, bro. Your fucking foot grows and that fucking shoe's all broken anyways.
That's $1 million idea.
Nah, these Mexicans fucking load us. Oh, that is sharp. Never buy a shoe.
Is it 420?
It's 420. You
oh,
guys,
my
bro,
God.
You dabs.
I'm first. Fuck you. I got your dabs, bitch.
Oh, dude, hurry up there, Batman. Get me ready, too. So, anyways, yeah. So, like, fucking, I made a bunch of money that time, dude. I already told the story, but yeah. We're going to get back in the interview with my fucking weirdest fucking homeboy. So, you're really into anime, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that I didn't get stopped
you
in school.
You and your girlfriend, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the last anime you watched?
Hey, dude, have you seen his girlfriend?
She's yeah.
Going, fuck, dude, he's punching way above her. I already found that shit out, dude. She's a cutie, dude.
Yeah, good
shout
job.
Out to your girlfriend. No, she's a real nice girl. I met her a couple times. Dude. She's real cool. She likes Soul Eater, right?
Yeah.
I love Soul Eater, too. That shit's cool, dude. I love that show, dude. With the boys, whenever they see boobies, the fucking blood
I think
flies
that's the last
there,
anime. No,
that's a good one, dude.
Class.
I love
Have
that.
You seen Assassination Classroom?
Nah, it no. doesn't.
It's lame, dude. Tentacle monsters look like
it's
got
the
a
shit.
Bunch of dicks.
I loved it.
You like it because you like dicks. Because his tentacles look like they're a bunch of dicks. I'm not into that tentacle porn stuff, bro. I'm not down with that.
I'm just waiting for the sixth season of JoJo.
The what?
The sixth season of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
JoJo's still on?
Dude, that manga's been going since the 80s.
Oh my god.
And they're just getting around to animating it.
Man, they're waiting longer than we're waiting for Berserk.
Nah, hey dude, what you
Have you seen Berserk?
I read it. I kind of stopped after
There's
the,
a reason, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it gets a little tough.
Yeah,
so,
it gets a little gnarly very quickly.
me and my mom... I've been watching since JoJo's Bizarre Adventure got on Netflix.
You watch it with your mom?
Yeah, me and my mom been watching it. She likes it. She's like, they're vampires? And I was like, yeah, they're vampires. She's like, that is just weird. Like, my mom hates everything. Like, my mom loved, like, the reason why I'm rewatching American Horror on YouTube is because hopefully my mom does come in here and she'll watch it, but she'll watch it to where she's not in the camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But she watches it with me, dude. You know what I mean? But I don't want to be on that shit. You know what I mean? But she loves American Horror, dude. It's the only way to get her out of her room, dude. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Me and her, we bonded over Game of Thrones, American Horror, and fucking in Sons of Anarchy. And now the Mexican ones. What is it?
The Mayans?
The Mayans.
Yeah,
the
Mayans.
We watch the Mayans every Tuesday, but I almost couldn't, like... I'd have to hurry home from Black Buzzard to watch the Mayans with her.
Well, Black Buzzard's done now.
Yeah,
have you been going still?
No, I... Actually, I just talked to Janae. I got I got my last set from Black Buzzard on there, dude. And it's a really good set.
Wow. That was horrible.
It's a really good set. And and Janae actually said all four of my names, dude, after my set. Like, because I write all four of my names, and she goes like this. Pick two.
Why?
I was like, just Luis Martinez. Because, you know, she's quick, dude. It's like a, and it's good. She had, you know, she always had her shit tight. 3 minutes. 3:50 or 3:30 if you're doing fucking good and you're rocking it. You know what I mean? She might not light you till the whole 3 minutes. Mark, you know what I mean, and then still let you finish up. You don't like, she don't like what you say, fucking, you go over your time, you know there. But that's good for, like, when you have your first 2 minutes at new talent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's good to have those tight
no,
sets.
No, you need
like
to have
that.
A tight
you
set. You
gotta
always
have
need
a
tight
set.
Fucking,
you gotta be able to go out there and throw it down for two.
But I feel like a lot of times, like,
I'm gonna miss it because of that.
I do miss it, but there's other mics that you can do that at. But
you can fucking always go up to anybody's mic and say, but hey, I'm gonna do a tight two. Can you put me on real quick?
You've seen this,
I mean?
Where like a comic will, and you should go out to mics like all the time, just work on new shit, work on your stage presence,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Tall
but
guy.
I do see.
Never mind. Keep going.
I do see a lot of comics like. They get constrained into that short set, and then when it comes, and I've seen it in myself too,
yeah.
That like you get asked to do a 10-minute set, 15-minute set, and you're like, I know how to do that, but it feels chunky. Like I've seen comics who do a lot of open mics
transition.
That are short. Yeah, like there's no transition. It's just very chunky. You got this chunk of 3 minutes.
They,
you got this chunk of 3 minutes.
As long as they got something good to bring those three different times, dude, I don't mind it, dude.
No, it's not. But you like you just mean? Notice it as like, the audience probably doesn't notice it as much. But as a comic, I notice it because I've seen myself do it myself. So like I'm not like talking shit.
Have you been
shit,
doing
but,
any bit longer sets, 10-minute, 15-minute sets lately?
Yeah, no, like October through like December has been good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
a lot of
I'm
stuff,
gonna
but,
finish this year strong. This year we just did Punchline Jeopardy.
Yeah, we just did. I just did Slut Down.
Man,
like,
I bombed there during my when I got to do my set.
Yeah,
I just it felt so bad.
Yeah, but you were really funny on the actual game.
Yeah, I had some really good lines. Jabber last night, dude. It was tight. I'll wait for Grambo to edit it, see if he throws.
I don't think he filmed it actually.
No, somebody was filming it. I think.
Did we film
it? No, I'll just say it then.
Brian Evans.
I'll just say it then. So they're like, you were naughty for Christmas. Why were you putting on the naughty list? And I hit the buzzer and I go, because I got my mom a pair of socks and a dildo. And I said, if you don't like the socks, go fuck yourself.
That's true. That's the problem with that joke.
Oh no.
No, me and my mom got a great relationship.
Oh yeah. Every time I come over here, it's like a sitcom that gets real, real quick.
Like,
fuck you, I'll punch you.
She will punch me.
Yeah, she will.
She punched me yesterday.
There's child abuse going down in this household,
yeah,
is what I'm trying to say.
Because I'm only 3018.
Yeah, the way you. God.
I am, dude.
I can't wait to see you at 50.
Yeah,
it's going to be so ridiculous.
Oh, dude, nah. Like I said, I'm going to clean it up like Letterman and have a kid when I'm 40 or something.
He's going to go Joey Diaz style.
Hey, dude, I'm
going to
fucking clean my act up in 2 years, dude. I ain't going to be like Brian Evans, 40-year-old loser. You know what I mean? Fuck that shit.
Yeah, because your mom will die by then. You're going to have
hell
to clean
no,
your
dude.
Shit up.
Hell no, bro. She's going to live forever. That bitch is crazy, dude.
Yeah, you're probably right. She's going to outlive you
nah,
for
she,
damn
she grew
sure.
Up in Swansea. My mom grew up right there where Purina Dog Factory is. You know, by the highway right there. The smelly part of town. She grew up across the street from that motherfucker, dude. She is hood. She had four brothers. All she does is fucking kick fucking ass, bro. My dad told me I'd rather have your mom have my back in a fight than any of my homeboys. I was like, why? She's like, she's got a fucking motorcycle. And she does. You know motorcycle chains, the three-link chains like that?
Yeah.
I can see how she has a belt. Made out of one of those.
Oh, man.
And she fucking take that belt off and double it up, but it's like a blackjack, bro.
Oh my god!
Up, dog. I scalping some guy on the east side over there.
Oh my god!
My mom is
holy fuck, dude!
And you want to talk shit to about it? Yeah.
Francis, can throw thank this. You for letting
she
us have
she can throw my yeah. wine away.
Thank
I don't
you
need
for having
get...
us in your home. You're a lovely guest.
Yeah, dude.
She can throw my wine
she
away. I don't give a fuck.
Scalp her out, dude. Just think, motorcycle chain dog doubled over, bro. Fucking swinging it around. That's my mom, bro. I love her. Why do you think I'm not scared of hatchets and machetes?
Because she's throwing bike chains at you.
No, my mom's throwing whole bikes at me, dog. Nah, so check this out. Since it's Christmas
Lewis's
time.
Life is a punchline.
Since it's Christmas time, all right, you guys. I tore my knee right around Christmas time. I had knee surgery. My knee's been aching, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I remember one time me and my mom were arguing because she got me weights. She got me fucking pump iron weights, and I busted knee and all this shit. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do? Fucking the weights, I can't even walk. Goddamn broad, bitch, you know, I was mad.
I mean,
and then I wanted
your arms injured?
No, yeah. You're a dick, dude. You're an asshole. So anyways. I'm mad. My knee's killing me. I need a painkiller. I done played 300 pairs. Things of solitaire, and she's got my medicine locked up in her room. You know what I mean? Like, she gave me 2 pills, and fuck, dude, my knee was killing me. I had just had surgery. She gets home from work. I was like, where the fuck's my fucking pills at? She's all, fuck you, calm the fuck down. I said, give my fucking pills, and I threw my crutch down, and the little rubber thing, it made my crutch bounce hard, and it went right through the fucking wall, dude. And it went through the wall into her room. So when she unlocked her door and went into her room, there was my crutch hanging out through the wall. And she went back into my room, dude, and she bitch slapped me. She went, hoopah! And then she slapped me a couple more times. But then she grabbed my crutch out of the wall. She's like, you son of a bitch. And instead of throwing it on the ground, she threw it all the way the fuck out of my window, but it fucking broke the window. And then she fucked me up more for her breaking the window. She said,
oh, fuck, dude. So when she get back,
she's talking about like 6, bro. We're a man, dude. I'm gonna make you guys a quick dinner, dude, after this, dude. We're gonna eat some fucking macaroni and cheese or something, dude.
I told you, every time I do a podcast with him, I hear a new story I've never heard, and I get stupefied. I never know what to fucking do. It's the most insane. I don't mean that as a joke. His life is a punchline. It's not. Everything escalates perfectly. You literally put it. Once you put a fucking crutch through walls, like, it can't get better than this. And then your mom throws one through the window. I'm like, this is the best story I've heard all day.
Dude, she fucking... And then she kicked the shit out of me,
Oh,
bro.
My God.
I had a hop one
She was already kicking the shit out of you.
I fucking broke the window, dude. From me throwing the crutch through the wall, and then her pulling it out and throwing it through the window, and breaking the window. All that's my fault. All that was my fault. All of it. The whole thing was my fault. And she kicked the shit out of me for that. And then I had to hop one leg out of my room and go outside and get my fucking crutch. I can't walk.
I wish I could be his neighbors at that moment. I'm just like, what's the Martinez kid doing outside hopping?
Don't look.
I would stare through the window.
Get away from the window.
Pull the blinds back.
You don't want to be pulled into this.
So, talk anime. You guys love animes, don't you? What's your favorite anime
ever?
JoJo.
Yeah.
All right.
JoJo?
Yeah.
I told you about those kids that spent like their life savings on JoJo figurines at the Comic-Con
Yeah. That's almost the Little Pony of fucking animes.
You got anything to back that up, or?
No, just in the fact that, like...
No, because it is, dude. The anime is dope. The cut screens and all the fucking different colors, saturations, and all the way they fucking... They set a mood with different colors, bro. If you don't get that, you're a moron, dude. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
No, it totally is.
Also,
dude,
it has that Adam West Batman vibe where, like, they're just showing you the sound effects. They're just on the screen.
Yep. It's so... When they call out their fighting stance, whatever, or whatever fucking punch they're gonna do, fucking man, a fucking super punch, fucking water fucking chest grab.
Chestnut. Water chestnut.
All that shit's wicked cool. I can't think of the ones, but they're all cool.
Sunlight Yellow Overdrive.
Yeah, Sunlight Yellow Overdrive punch. Fiesta. He throws it down, dude. I love it. I love it all.
Oh my god.
Did you watch past season 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got your pass.
No.
I just don't like reading, bro. I fucking don't read so
I watched
much.
Like a few episodes and I couldn't get into it.
Like, I try to learn Japanese just so I don't have to read.
I think one might be easier.
I'm either gonna learn Japanese or I'm gonna.
You know, dude, I just gave up and I just listen to dubs now. Maybe like, you know how long I had to wait for fucking.
Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should learn Japanese.
No, right? You know how long I had to wait for Attack on Titan season 2? Just like they took like 2 years to come out with a dub for that.
Do you ever just read the manga ahead of time?
No. I don't read the mangas anymore, dude. The only way I consume books is.
I get them online.
Online. You don't buy them at the
last story? Manga I read was Code Geass. That was probably the last one I read, I think. I don't even think I finished it.
You didn't even eat the last banana chip, Bella.
You know, I wanted to get into Code Geass. and my girlfriend just showed me the scene where they have, like, a pizza party from Pizza Hut. And I was like,
yeah, there's
is
some
that
cringe.
The one where they roller skate around? Yeah. That's just stupid, bro.
That's the best.
It,
dude, don't like, there's some corny ass
moments. This guy is fucking stupid. It's just Gundam on rollerblades, bro.
And I don't like
Gundam. Okay, that sounds cool, though.
Yeah, it actually was really nice. It's a really good show. But there is very, in the first season, there are very corny moments of, like, because it's set in a college, so, like, they have college bullshit go down. But then, like, after you get past that, it just gets, it's just pure seriousness and like shit gets really crazy and people die a lot.
Whatever.
Whatever, nerd.
No, that rollerblade shit pissed me the fuck off, dude.
That it's realistic. That's what I loved about it. Is that it was besides the power of having the whole like being able to tell people what to do.
Blood Metal Gundam, dude. Give me Blood Metal Gundam.
It was more realistic then. And they do beat, and they start flying in the second season. They fly in the, fuck, and they have more.
That
shit's cool.
Sucked, bro.
It's as if.
You just watched it because it was on Netflix.
No, actually, I watched it back when it was on Adult Swim, so I was
you're
even more
stupid.
Of a nerd. I would stay up till 11 o'clock and be like,
week.
Fuck my
dad. I watched the whole fucking cooking show last Saturday, dude, when I got home.
What
it was
cooking
on
show?
Back to back. The fucking chef. War ones.
The Gordon Ramsay shit?
No, it's a cartoon on
Adult Swim. There's a chef one now?
Yeah,
they
dude.
Still make new shows? Because I don't think they have to
yeah,
do
no,
that.
Yeah,
Ben Brown had like some weird
on
side
Toonami,
show.
It's
going.
Like some chef show, dude, where it's like a chef battle school and they got this fine white girl and she's like the beef. So all she wears is like beef dresses and she's always naked. And she's hitting on the main character. I love that show, dude. I fucking love
it. I haven't watched Adult Swim in probably...
nah,
well,
dude,
I think the only
good,
thing
dude.
I watch is Rick and Morty.
I gotta fucking figure... I'll figure out the name when we get off of here and shit, dude.
Is it Fighting Foodons?
Nah. You're gonna make me find it right now, you piece of shit, dude.
No.
Did you ever see Fighting Foodons?
Is that an actual show?
It was on like Saturday mornings on Fox. It was basically like Pokemon, but like they made like food people, and there was like fried ricer. there was a rapscallion who rapped.
Oh my god!
it was pretty bad.
Is this just sounds like a anime sequel to
That's
Rapper
too
the Rapper?
Stupid, bro. I'd love that.
In yeah, I know you would have played. You're definitely you played Parappa the Rapper.
And I got the funky, funky flow in the rain or in the snow. I got the funky, funky flow in the rain or in the snow. Chance the Rapper, dude.
You mean Parappa the rapper?
Whatever, they're the same person.
I want this to be a new internet mythology that Chance the Rapper is just a sentient Parappa the Rapper that escaped the video game, grew up dude. To be a Milano looking dude.
Let me have a drink.
How long have we been going?
120.
Oh shit.
Oh man, that's good. Let's go another hour.
Let's just make this a mushroom podcast. Cook us food.
Nah, shut the fuck up. We'll end it then. We'll end it.
Alright.
It was great playing video games with you, dude. You're one of the funniest motherfuckers in Denver. I love having you in my home. It was great, dude. For real. I'm gonna Don Rickles it up, dude. I hope all the good things in life happen to you and only you, Mr. Michael Jeffries.
His son Rickles. Cut it there.
Cut it. Fuck you if you don't know who Don Rickles is, you piece of shit white guy. Sorry.